Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by Indonesia on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Nuclear weapons are abhorrent to our common humanity and to the dictates of public conscience. The Philippines denounces nuclear weapons, their use, and the threat of use. We regret the deterioration of the geopolitical environment in various regions of the globe has exacerbated the insecurity caused by the continued existence of nuclear weapons. Through the NPT, the Philippines, along with other non-nuclear weapon states, has upheld the humanitarian imperative to prevent any use of nuclear weapons by foregoing our sovereign right to develop and acquire this deplorable weapon of mass destruction. And in exchange, we are assured not only of our inalienable right to harness the power of the atom for peaceful purposes, but also to be fully secure from its destructive power. Such is the grand bargain of this treaty. Therefore, nuclear weapon states have the moral and the legal obligation to commit and provide negative security assurances, which is a moral right of all non-nuclear weapon states. Nuclear weapon states must, without further delay, undertake effective, universal, unconditional, discriminatory, irrevocable, and legally binding security assurance that they will never, under any circumstances, use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against any state that has denounced nuclear weapons under this treaty. Mr. Chair, nuclear weapons free zone are the building blocks of the global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation framework. There must be stronger cooperation and coordination between these zones and the nuclear weapon states. Nuclear weapon states must accede to the nuclear weapons free zone treaties, including the Bangkok Treaty on Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapons Free Zone, or SHANFES, and its relevant protocol without reservation. The failure of existing major power security assurances, such as the Budapest Memorandum, among others, demonstrated the relevance of this call and the relevance of a legally binding international agreement on negative security assurances. Mr. Chair, the Philippines reiterates that negative security assurances are vital and are part of a broader agenda of nuclear disarmament and for promoting conditions for peaceful and constructive dialogue. In this regard, we emphasize our steadfast commitment to pursuing practical steps towards a world free of nuclear weapons and will remain engaged in this matter actively throughout the NPT process. Thank you, Mr. Chair.